Evich Kain Shavorach, Veshus Kain Shamar Da Bailo, for Lo Yechlin Betruma. So Meir says, usually an Evid that runs away, so what? He can still eat Truma. But Vizir Ein Oichel. But now, when the master is giving the get shukha to the shliach, if the shliach would give his get to the Eved, it's a chay for the Eved. Because now the Eved won't be able to eat Truma anymore. So that's why Reb Meir says it's a chay for an Eved to go out free. And this the Gemara says, Shapar Kamalu. Reb Meir says, very good, that Chachamim. Like, what could the Chacham answer on this? So Gemara answer is, on my Rav, a Rav says like this, Hainu dukamahad rilei b'masbisin. This is what the Chachamim answered back in our Mishnah. They explained themselves in the Mishnah. Mepnei shu kinyonoi. That means, in other words, an Eved of a Kayin, the reason why the Eved can eat Truma, because he's owned by the Kayin. He's kinyonoi, he's the owner. The owner, the Kayin owns him. Now, you know what the Kayin could do? True, maybe he can't throw him a get shukr, he can't free him so fast, but that for sure what he could do is, the boy shokol arba zuzi mi Yisrael, Opasalei, what the Kayin could do, the Kayin owns his Eved Kanani. Now another Jew comes over to the Kayin and says, listen, I want to buy your Eved Kanani off you. Here's $4 for it. Arba Zuzi. The Kayin could say, very good, I'll sell it to you. And that he could sell him without the consent of the Eved Kanani. So therefore, Kayin has the right to free his Eved from eating Truma, not with a Get Shichur, but just by selling him to another Yisrael. If the Kayin sells his Eved Kanani to another Yisrael, now the Eved can't eat Truma anymore, because he's not owned by a Kayin. True, he's still an Eved Kanani, but he can't eat Truma. So that's what the Chum say. This Get Shichur is not what's causing the Chayv. It's not because of this Get, that's not the only reason why he can't eat Truma. If the owner wanted to, he could have done it differently. He could have sold the Eved to another Yisrael. So therefore, the Shlichus is not called the Chayv. That's the Chum Nesvar. Now, on the Reb Meir, the Gemara Sakash, even according to Reb Meir, good, you don't hold this svara. But Teinach Eved Kayin, all your svara so far is only good if a Kayin owns the Eved. Then you're saying when he's becoming free, he's losing his chus, Tichuma, that's a chayv. But Eved Yisrael Ma'ikul Meima, what's going to be in a normal case where a regular Yisrael owns his Eved Kanani? In such a case, when the Eved goes out free, he does not lose his chus, Tichuma. He never had his chus, Tichuma. So in such a case, why do you say it's a chayv? Reb Meir and the Mishnah's Mashma, all cases of Eved Kanani, it's a chayv to be freed. So in this the Gemara answers, Omer Reb Shmuel Barab Yitzchok, Mifnei Shemafsid Mafsidoi Mishivcha Kananis. The pshat is that when you're an Eved Kanani, you're allowed to live with a Shivcha. Mashenkim, once you become freed, you're like a regular Ben Yisrael, you're also now with a Shivcha. So he doesn't want to leave his Shikses, he doesn't want to leave his Shivchas. The Mor says, Adarab, just the opposite. But now when you free him, he's allowed to marry a regular Bas Yisrael. When he's an Eved Kanani cannot marry a regular Bas Yisrael. A Ben Bas Chorin he can't marry, only a Shivcha. So maybe he'll be happier now that he could marry a regular Bas Chorin. So Gemara says, Rav Meir's Svar is not like that. Rav Meir's Svar is Avda. This Eved Kanani, Behevkeira Nichle. He's very happy to live with his Shivchas. Zilale, he likes it very much. Chichale, Pritale. In other words, he doesn't want to be naive when a full-pledged Jew. He likes to have his pritzos. He likes to have his freedom, that he can live with a shivcha. He doesn't have to do all the mitzvahs. He's happy the way he is. To free a Eved Kanani, and now you give him a shibud to do all the mitzvahs, and he can't live with a shivcha, only with a Vas Yisrael, Reb Meir holds, that's called the char for the Eved. That's the real pshat in Reb Meir. Not so much as the Truma, but as the Mitzvah, an Eved, if you'd ask him, he would rather be an Eved and know that he could live with a Shivcha and not have to do all the mitzvahs than to be a Ben Chur and to have to do all the mitzvahs. Yeah. Zot the Mishnah. If a husband says, give, tells of Edom, tells of Sefer, give this get to my wife, or else Shtah Shichra Zel Yavdi, give this Shtah Shichra to my Eved, Umeis, and then the master of the husband dies. So the lacha is lo yitel liachamisa. We're not allowed to give this get liachamisa. In other words, since the Odin died, he can't give a get liachamisa. At the beginning, all he said was just tnu, just give it. So it's not called like tchi, like he gave it over yet. But Rashi speaks out. This even goes according to Chachamim that he did not say tain shloim mosim. He didn't give it to the shliach yet.
So therefore, even according to Chacham, that says it's a schus for the Eved to go out free, that's only when the Eved, when the Shliach received it. Here we're talking about the master just told the Shliach, go and take it. But he didn't take it yet until the master died. So therefore, the law is, ain't get liacham isam, and the get can't be, the get is not chal. Mashenke, if the person said, tenu mon lish pleni, a man wants to give a present to his friend. So he says, listen, give this $100 to my friend. Umeis, and then the Reuven dies. Halach riz yitnu liacham isa. Whoever's around there is still supposed to give the money away even after he died. So that's the difference between the get ish and shichrur to regular money. And regular money, if Reuven wanted to give a present and told his sons, I want to give $100 to Shimon, and then Reuven dies, still the Yashim have to give the money to Shimon. We'll soon see why. So Gemara says now, Amar of Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Matza mishmei the Rav. That's what the Mishnah says. If Reuven says, I want to give this money to Shimon, we're talking about that the money is in a bundle and it's all in a corner. In other words, the money is all around. It's the money here. Not stam money. But it said exactly which money you want to give away. Samara says, now, but my asking, let's see. What case are we talking about in our Mishnah? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Bibari, that this Reuven that said give $100 away was a healthy man, if so, Kitziburin my heavy, even though the money was in a bag already. So what happened? Reuven just told somebody, I want to give this $100 to Shimon. But Holei Moshach, Shimon did not make a kinyan yet. So now that Reuven died, why should Shimon have a right to get it? Reuven just said, I want to give him the money, but no kinyan took place yet. So if Reuven dies, Shimon should not be able to get the money. The Eli, you want to tell me, we're talking about the case that Reuven was b'shchimera. Reuven was on his dying bed. He was a shchimera, about to die. So then the question is, Mayir Tziburin, why does Rav Yitzchak ben Shmuel have to say the Mishnah is talking about where the money is in a bag already? Ki ein Tziburin ami, even if the money is not prepared, not around. Stam, if he says, I want to give money to Shimon, to a Kaimulam, because we hold midrabbanan that the divrei shchimera, a dying person, if he says that I want to give away money to somebody else, midrabbanan, the halacha is that it is kechsuvim ukumisurim dami. We look as if it was written up the shtar and really given over already. Now the shlatitra of daita, the chama were afraid that if a shchimera wants to give away the money and if he can't do it, he'll feel so bad, maybe he'll die because of that. So in order, a takana they made, that when a shchimera says something, it automatically takes place. Even though he didn't make a kinyan yet, he didn't give it over yet, still, what he says takes place. It's as if the kinyan was done. So even if the money is not in the bag ready right now, but the maisa, the shchimera says, I want to give $100 away to Shimon, so right away it's considered as if the money was given over to Shimon already. So why does the Yitzchak have to say the Mishnah is talking about where the money is in the bag, in a Karen Zogis, in a special place? What do you need it for? So my answer is like this. Omar Rav Zvigo, this first one's answer, Le'olam really, I'll tell you, Babari. Our Mishnah is talking about that this Reuven is a healthy person. If so, if he's a healthy person, why do I care that he had a bag of money all prepared? But so what? But Shimon did not make a kinyan yet. Reuven only said, I want to give this money away to Shimon. But Shimon didn't make a kinyan, so how could Shimon get it after Reuven dies? So the answer is, Ukud Rav Huna. I'll tell you, it goes like Rav Huna. Omar Rav, the name of Rav, the Yom Rav Huna Rav. Rav Huna said over the name of Rav like this, that if a person says, Mana li biyotcha, Reuven goes to Shimon and says, listen Shimon, you owe me $100. I have $100 in your hand. So Reuven tells Shimon, instead of you giving the money to me, to Nula the Pliny, I want you, Shimon, now to give the money to Levi. Reuven tells Shimon, give that $100 that you owe me, give it to my friend Levi. But my mitzloshtin, if all three people are there, if Reuven is there telling Shimon and Levi is there also, there's such a kinyan kana. That's what the Huna Marav says. So therefore, if the money is all prepared in the bag, and the Bari says in front of the other two people, that he tells like his son, I want you to give this money over to this friend Shimon, so then it's as if Shimon is kinyan it right now. That's called my mitzloshtin. If the three people are there, there's such a kinyan. That's what Rav Zvid answers. Yeah, we'll soon see, like Rav Huna holds that Maimon Shloshtin only helps by Pikodin and not by Halvor. We'll soon see. This is Rav Zvid's teretz. Rav Papa says no. L'yoylom b'shchimera. Really, we're talking about our Mishnah where the person, this Reuven, was on a dying bed. He was a shchimera. So then the question is, a shchimera, why do we have to have the money all prepared? As long as he said give away money, it should be chal. I'll tell you, our Mishnah goes, okidich the Rav, like another halach of Rav. The Yomar Rav, Rav says like this, shchiv meira shoma, shchimera that says, tenu mona leploini minichosai, if a shchimera dying, person that's dying, tells somebody, I want you to give away my money to this person, so it depends. If he says, mona zeh, this $100, noisten, the money is given over, very good. But if he only says mona stam, he just says, I want to give $100 over to Shimon, and he doesn't say which money, ain't noisnin. Then Rav says, we do not give over the money. You know why? Chai shinon shema mona kovah komar. We're afraid maybe the Shchimera meant to say a special $100 that he has hidden in the karka. That's the money you want to give him. The Rashi says, shema mona kovah yeshla the karka. Fuhu the yoivle. He only means to give away the special money under the ground. And we don't know where that money is. So therefore, by a shchimera, if he only says, I want to give money away, we don't know which money to give, we don't give any money. So therefore, that's what Rav Yitzchak said, our Mishnah, when it says that the shchimera said to give away $100, that person gets the money, it's talking about that the money was set aside in a special place, in a special bed. So we know exactly the shchimera meant that money, therefore there's a kinyan, the person gets that money. But the Gemara is also, you should know, v'hilchos halachru lechashina. But the law is, we don't hold like Rav, that we're not afraid that a shchimera meant to say, I'm giving you money that's buried in the ground someplace, we're not afraid about that. That when the shchimera says, even stam, I want to give away money to Shimon, any time he said it, Shimon gets the money. So I call upon him, it's machlokes, Rav Zvid and Rav Papa, what's the pshat in our Mishnah? Are we talking about a healthy person or a sick person? So Gemara says, now why does one say different than the other? So Gemara says, Rav Papa, my time of the Yomik Rav Zvid. Why doesn't Rav Papa hold like Rav Zvid? We're talking about a bori and my mitzloshtam. So Gemara says, Ksav Rav Papa.